Welcome back, and now we're concluding the much grander pop quiz from Maseches Shabbos from Daf Beis to Din Zayin with lap 7 and 8. We begin lap number 7 with question 127. Which daf do we discuss lighting a fire in the Beis HaMokad Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Chaf, good, 128. Which daf do we learn about Akiras Gufo is Akiras Chafetz? That's on Daf Gimel, good, 129. Which daf do we learn the one should daven not to get sick? That's on Daf Lamed Beis, good, 130. Which daf do we learn that all of Gefes radiates heat upwards, unlike sesame Gefes? That's on Daf Mem Zayin, good, 131. Which daf do we learn about Elisha Balkanafim? That's on Daf Mem Tes, good, 132. Which daf do we have the question of David HaMelech was Makabal Lashon Hara on Mephibosheth? That's on Daf Nun Vav, good, 133. Which daf do we learn about the Tachash? That's on Daf Chav Ches, great, 134. Which daf do we learn about the punishments for Nivol Peh? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel, good, 135. Which daf do we learn that Yalvi Yavo is set on days with Musaf? That's on Daf Chav Dalet, good, number 136. Which daf do we learn about replanting Tamei Truma, that its Tuma status comes back? That's on Daf Yud Zayin, great, number 137. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yudah holds that two walls create a Rishus Yachid? That's on Daf Vav, good, 138. Which daf do we learn that one can insulate cold food on Shabbos? That's on Daf Nun Aleph, good, 139. Which daf do we learn why a leash on a paraduma was not considered an excessive strait to be considered a masui, a burden? That's on Daf Nun Beis, good, question 140. Which daf do we have the machlokes regarding moving a small menorah with grooves? That's on Daf Mem Vav, good, 141. Which daf do we learn how the Rabbanan davened? That's on Daf Yud, great, 142. Which daf do we learn about pouring cold water into a cleared kettle? That's on Daf Mem Alef, good, 143. Which daf do we learn that one can extinguish burning metal in a rishus of rabbim to protect the public? That's on Daf Mem Beis, great, question 144. Which daf do we learn the pshat in the pasuk habor reik ein bo mayim? That's on Daf Chav Beis, great, question 145. Which daf do we have the question whether rabbis should treat a hand that's in another rishus holding something as a karmelis? That's on Daf Gimel, great, 146. Which daf do we discuss a craftsman carrying his tools? That's on Daf Yud Aleph, good, and finishing up lap number 7 with question 147. Which daf do we learn that two strangers can eat meat and milk at the same table? That's on Daf Yud Gimel, good. Beginning lap number 8 with question 148. Which daf do we learn that Kaylee loses the capacity to Makabal Tumah through a destructive act done to it? That's on Daf Nun Beis. Great, question 149. Which daf do we discuss verbally designating a bed to store money? That's on Daf Mem Dalet, good, 150. Which daf do we learn that it's important to speak gently to the family Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed Dalet, good, 151. Which daf do we have the decree that showering after mikveh is matame the person? That's on Daf Yud Dalet, good, 152. Which daf do we learn that it's prohibited to cook an egg in the sand? That's on Daf Lamed Tes, good, 153. Which daf do we learn about the four Rishuyas, the four domains? That's on Daf Vav, good, 154. Which daf do we learn that's permitted to carry in a roofed Rishus Aravim? That's on Daf Hey, good, 155. Which daf do we have the question whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah by the menorah? That's on Daf Chav Gimel, good, 156. Which daf do we have the question whether kneading requires manual mixing? That's on Daf Yud Ches, great, 157. Which daf to learn about bad eating habits and their consequences? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. Question 158. Which daf do we learn that you can move a naphtha lamp after use because it has Torah's Kli Aleha? That's on daf Mem Vav. Good. 159. Which daf do we learn why a woman can't wear a totefes or sarvitin out on Shabbos? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. 160. Which daf do we learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. 161. Which daf do we learn that glassware is different than metalware in so much that old tuma does not revert back to it once it's fixed? That's on daf Tez Zayin. Good. 162. Which daf do we learn that the halacha follows the machri, it follows the mediator? That's on daf Lamates. Great. 163. Which daf do we learn about one can put spices into a kli sheni because a kli sheni ain't a mavashal? That's on daf Membeis. Great. Which daf do we learn about being mevata kli mehechano, like putting a kli under an egg? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. 165. Which daf do we discuss moving a corpse out of the sun in the Malchokas about Tiltelman and Tzad? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Great. 166. Which daf do we discuss roasting an egg next to a kettle? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Great. 167. Which daf do we learn about that one can see the Be'er Shem Miriam from Har Carmel? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Great. And finishing up lap number 8 with question 168 in this entire much grander pop quiz, which daf do we discuss in Malchokas regarding three types of lamps? That's on daf Cuff test. Great, excellent. You've now completed this much grander pop quiz. 168 questions on 168 topics covering 57 blot. Yishar koach for taking this quiz. Again, you should come back to this over the course of the week and practice this, increase your proficiency with the simanim. But in the meantime, this is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.